Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 28th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with some weblogs. We had a user submit an interesting web server log showing a vulnerability scan proxied via Google. This isn't all that new, but we see very few of these attempts and are wondering how targeted they are. A vulnerability scan via Google, of course, is slow and not very efficient, but it can be useful to lose attribution, but also to prevent blacklisting. So if you do see any logs like that, let us know a little bit more about what they were trying to hit. In addition, we have also seen some odd behavior from a Chinese search engine Baidu. The search engine appears to rotate user agent strings with each request, but behaves otherwise more like a normal browser. It accepts cookies, it downloads all the other files that are sort of linked, like JavaScript files and style sheets that are part of the site. Now, Google, for example, it does use different user agents, but usually that appears to be more to, for example, get the mobile content from a site. It will emulate some of the mobile user agents. In the case of Baidu, each request came from what looked like a different user agent string. Now, a user agent is, of course, trivial to fake. In order to attribute it to the search engine, we also did a Whois lookup on the IP address it came from, and those IP addresses appear to be assigned to Google or Baidu, respectively. And while we're talking search engines, of course, are always pretty effective in indexing various web-based devices, like, for example, printers. And there was late last week an issue with printers being indexed by Google. When I ran the search, it looked like many of those printers had been removed, but it's always a good idea to run these scans against yourself and at the same time, you know, make sure that your perimeter is protected sufficiently. So, for example, printers are not accessible from the outside. Another thing that Scott Fentley here mentioned and that we see a lot happening is SSH servers that are exposed. Of course, we do often use SSH for a remote administration, but typically it's sufficient to expose one SSH server kind of as a bastion host and secure it sufficiently and monitor it then to allow access to the inside of your network. And then, of course, while we are talking embedded devices and printers, Tony is pointing out in the diary that a paper recently suggested that those devices are frequently not patched. And this is very common in my experience, too. There are so many embedded devices that are connected to networks that are not sort of part of a regular patch regimen like your servers and desktops. So definitely be careful and run your own scans, monitor your inventory, and make sure that everything is patched. Working in research labs in the past, I found in particular measurement equipment and such that is connected to networks and to, of course, internal systems that monitor your latest and greatest invention are in particular at risk here because they're frequently not sort of part of the IT domain, but instead researchers are purchasing this equipment and managing it themselves. And we got a new version of WordPress. This version fixes 37 bugs. It's version 3.5.1, and among those bugs are a number of cross-site scripting issues that, of course, could be used by an attacker to expose information and compromise unpatched sites. In patches, also, we do have more fake patches. This time, it's Adobe that's in the news. So fake Adobe Flash updates. Like I mentioned last week, they kind of take over from the fake antivirus that, of course, also we still see sometimes around. Well, and lastly, SQL Slammer is 10 years old. We still see the alerts around, so it's still not dead, at least not the vulnerability. Not sure if it's still the actual SQL Slammer going around. SQL Slammer was notable for being one of these very fast spreading UDP worms, and in it, it probably marked sort of the peak of this entire worm era. And that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.